On today's show, we'll outline five important questions to ask your retirement advisor about inflation and the impact that it's going to have on you and your retirement plan. You're tuned in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Sabapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host, Prashant Sabapathy. And again, you can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. He's an independent fiduciary. They have offices located in Ellicott City, where they're headquartered, but also Annapolis and in Rockville. And it's always about getting you ready for your retirement, working with hundreds of their clients, again, to get them to what is the promised land, their post-game, their retirement. Again, we're going to get into these discussions. There's going to be an opportunity for you to kind of evaluate where you are in your planning process. Maybe you haven't started. Maybe you're sitting on those portfolios and you haven't really thought about creating that plan. We've got an opportunity for you. And if you're halfway down the path, but that communication level is just not where it needs to be, it's okay to go and get a second opinion. You can do that with this show. Again, we have these appointments. We'll open them up here in just a little bit. All right. So on today's show, we're going to talk about questions you need to be asking your advisor, especially with this day of inflation, this time of inflation that we're in, as it pertains to your retirement plan. So if you have an advisor, ask these questions, jot them down. If you don't have an advisor, ask the questions of yourself. And if you can't answer them, you need to sit down with somebody and start working on this. So here we go. First question, it's a big one. It's broad-based. Do I have a long-term financial plan? Why is that so important, Prashant?
You got to remember that when you retire, that is not the end of your financial planning process, right? Mike and I, Mike Hartzell, my great partner and investment advisor here at my firm, he always says financial planning is a journey. It's not a destination. There's no concrete starting point. And really, there's no concrete ending point. So just because you get to retirement doesn't mean that the plan's over. We're still planning for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 plus years, and even after you're gone. And so your plan needs to be a long-term financial plan. We do know that markets are cyclical. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. You got to make sure that your income is protected. And so some strategic steps you can take to help keep your long-term finances on track are, number one, start chipping away at some of that debt that you might have, especially in the interest rate environment that we're in now where rates are higher. You want to eliminate that higher interest debt. Number two, fine-tune your spending. I cannot stress this point enough. Retirement is just a function of what we call money in and money out. And in order to retire abundantly, you got to be able to understand what your spending is going to look like. So fine-tune that spending. Make sure you're tracking that spending. Number three, curb your impulse buying, especially in high inflation environments like we're operating in right now. And number four, build up that emergency savings. Look, emergencies are going to happen. Surprises are going to be thrown at you. You don't want to be putting that stuff on a high interest credit card. You want to be able to pay cash as much as you can.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Prashant Sabapathy, your host. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We're going over questions you need to be asking as it pertains to your retirement and dealing with inflation, this current environment that we're in right now. So do I have this long-term financial plan? Ask the question, how does inflation impact my overall cash flow, Prashant? Another big one.
Yeah, this one is really important. It's really like, what does inflation mean to you, right? It actually means different things to different people depending on the situation that you're in, right? And so if you think about it, inflation is good if you're on a fixed rate mortgage, right? If you locked in back during the COVID timeframe at 2.5% or 3%, you're probably feeling really, really good about that mortgage rate right now, right? So that's good. But of course, inflation is bad if maybe you're renting your place and now your landlord is raising that rent. Inflation is bad if you face, rising student debt costs because, you know, we came off of the deferment on student loans. Food prices are higher. Gas prices are higher. So inflation is going to affect different people in different ways. It really does shrink your purchasing power. And so for that reason, you have to be prepared for this stuff. make sure that you've taken proactive steps to combat inflation across every channel in your retirement plan, from emergency savings to investments to protecting your future retirement income.
If you've got any questions about your own situation, your own portfolio, due to everything we're going through right now, and inflation is a big hitter right now, and we're very concerned about it, you can always get on the calendar with Prashant Sabapathy at Elite Income Advisors and get that Retire Smart Roadmap put together for you. Again, we have the spots on the calendar. They're complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. The number to call is 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Okay, in this time of inflation, questions you need to be asking your advisor. Do I have a long-term financial plan? How does inflation impact my cash flow? And a lot of people are going to ask this next question, Prashant, because they're nervous. They're scared. Should I be changing course right now or holding course?
You know, I think this depends, Morgan. It depends on how much preparation you did heading into the inflationary time frame, right? So should you change course or not is definitely a unique, going to be a unique answer depending on your plan. But just remember, as interest rates increase, repayments on those variable loans will also rise. And so for that reason, it's a good time to pay off personal loans like we talked about. But what I would say is that before you make any big decisions, you want to evaluate what the consequences of any decision is going to be, right? And so I would say don't make any sudden moves right now. You don't want to make an emotional response to something. You want to sit down with a pro, evaluate your situation top to bottom, and figure out what is the best course of action for you. Some cases, you might find that making a tweak here or there is going to benefit you in the long term. Sometimes you might find that the best action is no action, and riding out some of these bearish market conditions, riding out some of the economic uncertainty, could be very well the right thing for you to do. So look, I know we got to get to a break here. Love to open up our phone lines. That phone number is 800-653-8404. Folks, I know inflation is on your mind, okay? It doesn't matter if you have $500,000 saved or $2 million or $3 million saved. Inflation is hitting everybody really hard right now. If you're going through it and you're not sure whether your plan is going to stand up to the effects of rising inflation and rising costs and diminished purchasing power, we're going to give you the opportunity to get one of those free appointments with my team at Elite Income Advisor. That phone number, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Now, when you call that number, have your calendar in front of you. Be ready to schedule that appointment with my team. Come into our headquarters in Ellicott City. We do have an office in Annapolis. We're also offering Zoom appointments as well. And what we're going to take you through is what we call our Retire Smart Road Mapping process. We're going to help you determine what your goal retirement income should look like. We'll help you coordinate and optimize your Social Security benefits. Make sure that you have a rising income in retirement if possible. Evaluate the tax consequences associated with your retirement portfolio. If you've never done that before, this is a great opportunity to do all that and more, totally complimentary. You come in to visit with us, you leave the checkbook at home, but it starts with that phone call. It's 800-653-8404. Our calendar fills up really quickly, so you have to pick up the phone and you have to call now.
Again, that phone number, 800-653-8404. These are cost-free Retire Smart Roadmap available for you, 800-653-8404. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, everybody makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can be costly and should be avoided. We'll talk about the common blunders that people are making and also have some suggestions on how to stay away from them. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. They have a wonderful resource website, easy to remember, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Prashant's an independent fiduciary, and again, also a published author, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and a second book, Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the books. That's right, get an appointment, complimentary with Elite Income Advisors, one of their three offices, again, headquartered in Ellicott City, also in Annapolis and in Rockville. And these appointments are for you. Listen, we understand it's very stressful working towards retirement. You've accumulated, you've saved your entire working life, but how's your plan going? Do you know what's going to happen once those paychecks stop? How are you creating the income that you're going to need in retirement? There are a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed. Why not work with an independent fiduciary and get that done? There's going to be that opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors and Prashant Sabapathy here shortly. So I mentioned earlier, we're going to get into some mistakes that you want to stay away from. And again, we all make mistakes, but if you do it when you're in retirement or approaching retirement, it can really be costly. So mistake number one, Prashant, I'm just going to tell you the mistake and you just respond to it. Thinking that you can beat the market. There are a lot of people out there that are watching the ticker. Oh, I got this. They think they can beat it.
Yeah, a lot of people think they can beat it. And I'll tell you what, unless you're a professional trader who really, really knows what they're doing, it is really, really difficult to just beat the S&P 500. And you know what? Even the professionals very rarely beat the S&P 500 over the long term. And so here's one of the things that I think about when it comes to active management, because in this day and age, you turn on any financial news, they're going to have the CEO of some active management company on there talking about their strategies. And so the way I look at active management is that instead of trying to beat the market on the upside, to me, the whole purpose of active management for a retiree is to try to mitigate your downside. I oftentimes say clients very rarely pay us to try to beat the market. It's just not what we do. It's not our specialty. But the reason we use active management is when markets go down in 2022, like they did, we want to try to protect our clients from those types of major drawdowns. Now, is that always going to be a certainty? Absolutely not. And so you got to be really careful with this. Most people cannot beat the market over the long term. But I think what retirees have to look at, even within the context of a long-term plan, is how the short term is going to affect their ability to retire. So there's a lot of moving parts to this thing.
A lot. And listen, we're all making mistakes. We're just trying to talk over some of them that are being made so you can avoid them the best that you can. And again, thinking that you can beat the market, that is a big mistake. Here's another mistake, Prashant, not considering life insurance. A lot of people just think of it as a death benefit. But really kind of dive in, work with your advisor and talk about life insurance and the possibility of it being a big part of your portfolio.
So the interesting thing is I just had a conversation with a radio listener, came into the office. We're starting their Retire Smart roadmapping process. We started talking about life insurance. And the interesting thing is they were about 55 years old. Kids were actually just finishing kind of college age. And so house was getting really close to being paid off. So we were talking about life insurance and they said, we don't think we need life insurance anymore because the house is paid. Don't really have to worry about the kids anymore. They're going to be pretty successful. So why even bother having it? And what we found is, just to give a simplistic example, what we found is each of them's earning about $100,000 a year, good income. And they're each going to work probably about 10 more years, 55 to 65 years old. And once we got to talking about it, I started to say the value of your income over the next 10 years is $1 million. And that's without cost of living. You don't necessarily need the life insurance to protect against paying off the house, but your income is effectively a money machine that just keeps running. And if that money machine breaks down, what does your household lose? It loses $1 million potentially of future income, which means that you can't save as much for retirement. You can't have as much income for the survivor, heaven forbid one spouse pass away. And so life insurance is so much more than just protecting against your mortgage, protecting against your kids going to college and being able to pay for that. To me, having life insurance, I think, is a responsibility to the rest of your family. You got to think about it from their perspective. On the worst day of their life, when they have to go to a funeral for you, and I just went through this with my mom a couple weeks ago, on the worst day of their life, do you want them to be protected, or do you want to say, hey, we didn't need the insurance, and so, you know, we didn't have it? I'll tell you what, a couple $100,000 of life insurance goes a heck of a long way regardless of what age you are. And guess what? Life insurance, tax-free, too. That's a huge benefit.
It's worth talking about. Again, this is about having that plan, getting you to and through retirement, and also taking care of maybe some loose ends after you're gone. Life insurance, again, if you're not considering it, have that conversation. We're talking about mistakes to avoid. We've talked about so far thinking that you can beat the market, right? Not considering life insurance as a piece of your portfolio. And this next one's kind of the opposite side of can you think you can beat the market. It's you're so scared, you're keeping all your money in cash.
We have a lot of people who are pretty close to retirement who are fairly risk averse, right? And so they look at everything going on in the market. They say we're in an election year, and in an election year, markets always go down. Like, that's the type of stuff that I hear. A lot of times it's not factual, but I understand the psyche that goes into the mindset, right? And so with that being said, it's kind of like if you're scared of losing money in the market, you're not alone. A lot of people are, but it's the complete opposite. Leaving all your money in cash is the complete opposite of that day trader person who's trying to beat the market, right? The problem here is that when inflation runs 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, 5%, you're not earning that in cash, especially when we're at 6% or 7%. You're certainly not earning that safely. And so a good mentor of mine in the business said, leaving all your money in cash, he always says, is like losing money safely. And that's exactly what you're doing when you leave money in cash. You might not be losing principal, but you certainly are losing purchasing power. And that is a huge, huge detriment when you get to retirement.
Yeah, we're talking about the big M, the mistakes that you can make. And a lot of us make these. These are common blunders that people are making on their way to retirement and in retirement. And you can avoid these. Just write these down. You know, thinking that you can beat the market. We just talked about, you know, keeping all your money in cash, which is the exact opposite. We also talked about not considering life insurance. Could be a big mistake, could be a good piece of that portfolio. What about this one? Putting a little money in a lot of places and thinking you're diversified. Prashant, I know that people have opened up many, many accounts in some cases, and they feel like they're diversified. They just got it spread out all over the place.
Yeah, reducing your risk by diversifying, I think, is a generally pretty smart idea. But diversification doesn't mean just saying yes to every sales pitch, right? It doesn't mean going and putting money with 10 different advisors. The focus on diversification, I think, should be diversifying some of your underlying assets. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at clients' portfolios, and I find that they have 20, 30, 40, 50 different funds, 50 different stocks in the portfolio. And when we do a little bit of a diversification analysis, or what I call a correlation analysis, what we find is even though you have 40 funds in your portfolio, they all kind of move the same way. They all go up when the market's up. They all go down when the market's down. So how diversified are we really if that's what our portfolio looks like? So with that being said, I think diversification involves having true non-correlation in your portfolio, meaning all the investments don't all work the same way. But it also has to do with diversifying things like your taxes, diversifying your opinions of how your money is being managed. I think all that stuff matters. And it's actually incredible to me, Morgan, how many times I see people who think that they are diversified.
Right.
And then they're not diversified at all by the time we run that.
Yeah, they have a lot of things, but they're all kind of in the same categories and same risk numbers. So again, folks, these are the things that you can have conversations about. If you're out there and you're sitting on these portfolios and you've saved incredibly well your entire working life, but you don't yet have a plan, you're not working with an advisor, maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer, look, have somebody take a look at what you're doing. Or if you're in the middle of something and you need that second opinion, that's what we're here for. The Retire Smart Roadmap is available and it's cost-free. That means leave the checkbook at home and all you've got to do is call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. All right, we're talking about mistakes. Again, a lot of people make them. These are mistakes that are happening all the time and maybe you can avoid these. Here's another one. Steering too clear of your savings. Why is that a mistake, Prashant?
Yeah, if you plan on leaving money to children, charities, or, you know, even other loved ones, it's important to really plan for that, right? If not, don't be afraid to dip into your savings during retirement. That's ultimately what it's there for. It's funny. I met with a client just earlier today, and he says to me, he's been saving $1,000 a month, very disciplined type of guy. He's been saving $1,000 a month forever. And he said to me, inflation's getting higher, but I hate selling investments. I hate dipping into savings. So where's my wiggle room? And I was like, what are you talking about, man? You have the wiggle room. It's just in your other account, right? Like, because you're saving that $1,000 a month. But mentally, he doesn't want to dip into that. And I think that could be a mistake. Like, if you're saving that money, you're saving it for a reason. And at times of need, when inflation is high, when you have an emergency, when your kid needs a little bit of help and you have the means to help them, why not dip into the savings to be able to help them out? As long as you have a financial plan that allows you to do that comfortably and you have the confidence to know that that's going to be okay, I don't see anything wrong with that. But, you know, savers have a mindset of saving, and it's oftentimes hard to get them to shift from saving to spending.
We talk about it all the time, the accumulation phase. You've done so well at it, and then to actually go out and start to spend, it can be tough. But if you have a plan, it's not quite as stressful. So an opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant Sabapathy and Elite Income Advisors. Prashant, walk us through what's going to happen.
So all you're going to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. It's 800-653-8404. When you call that number, you're going to be able to set up that no-cost consultation with my team at Elite Income Advisors. We're going to take you through the Retire Smart road mapping process. If you're concerned about the threat of taxes rising in retirement, if you're concerned about how much risk is in your portfolio, you're not sure whether or not you'll be able to generate enough income to keep up with inflation, going through this process is going to start to give you some of those answers and take some of the mystery out of the financial planning process. So give us a call, schedule that appointment, spend some time with us totally free. We'll take you through the process and we'll make sure that you have an understanding of whether or not you're on track for your most fulfilling version of retirement.
All right, hit that number, 800-653-8404. Cost free, leave the checkbook at home. 800-653-8404. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we're all familiar with the term fake news and misleading stories. We're going to talk about how that can damage your retirement and your planning when we return. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him, headquartered in Ellicott City. Offices also located in Annapolis and in Rockville. And Prashant's a published author, two books to his credit so far, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. He's an independent fiduciary, and it's always about helping his clients get ready for their retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and we're going to get into this now. And the term fake news, we've used this before. We've talked about this before. It's all over social media and in our news. So in the course of, you know, you're planning for your retirement, you're going to come across advice. And sometimes this advice is from well-meaning individuals, maybe a family member, hoping to lead you down the right path. They're your friends, right? But some of this advice that you're going to be hearing is not only out of touch with reality, but it can also be just downright dangerous when it comes to you and your retirement and, of course, your money. So let's talk about some of this fake stuff that's out there, the misleading stuff that's out there, Prashant. And wow, we're going to start with this one. It's an all-star in this category because there's always verbiage about this. Social Security is dying, so you might as well claim benefits as early as possible. Why is this dangerous?
Yeah, you know, this is by far the number one concern we get when it comes to Social Security, that it's rapidly running out of money and that the only way to get a piece of what the program owes you is to claim those benefits as soon as you can. But in my opinion, I think that's pretty far away from what reality actually is. Now, there is no doubt that Social Security is facing, you know, a shortfall. It is in the red, so to speak, meaning it's paying out more in benefits than it's actually taking in taxes. But look, I think lawmakers have every incentive to solve this problem, whether it's repatriating money from some other part of the government to fund Social Security, like they've done in the past when it came to the disability program, or if it's things like raising taxes or something else. I think they're going to figure this thing out because it's in no politician's best interest in terms of staying in office to have Social Security funds run totally dry. Everyone's plan is unique. I'm not saying everybody should go ahead and delay on Social Security. I'm also not saying you should absolutely every single time take it early. I think what you should do, though, is coordinate your benefits with the rest of your retirement plan and with your spouse if you're married. And so part of that Retire Smart roadmapping process is a complimentary Social Security optimization report where we can actually put in your benefits and show you all of the different options that you have. And we'll figure out based on the retirement plan that you have, which Social Security filing strategy could be the most beneficial for you. So just be a little bit careful with this because once you file for Social Security, they don't give you too many do-overs to go back and change your mind.
Yeah, don't panic. I mean, if you're working with an advisor, working with a fiduciary, you know, you have these types of conversations. How is Social Security going to fit with your overall plan? It's going to be a part of it. And Prashant, you bring up a great point. It's a political hot button. It's a volleyball. It's going to be bounced around quite a bit. It's going to be around. It's going to change. But you can depend on Social Security to a certain point, but you need to really build around that. That's going to be one of the pillars in your retirement plan. All right. So again, fake news, misleading information that's out there. The 4% rule. And boy, I tell you, we've talked about this quite a bit recent past because we have it fixated. We have it kind of ingrained in us that 4% is that's what it's going to be. And here's the fake news. Here's the stuff that's out there. You're safe to withdraw 4% of your savings every year and basically not run out of money. That's just not the case. It is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it absolutely is a case-by-case basis because it depends on what type of stuff you're actually invested in, right? It depends on the growth rate of your investment portfolio. It depends on how much loss you take during the bad markets. Most importantly, Morgan, it depends on how much income you actually need to live. So let's think about this. You have $1 million saved. You work your entire life to accumulate $1 million, which is a lot of money. And 4% of that is just $40,000 per year. Okay. Like in our area, in DC, in Maryland, in Howard County, and you know, these are the wealthiest counties in the nation. Is $40,000 going to be enough, paired with Social Security to give you the lifestyle that you want to have when you were accustomed to making $185,000, $200,000 a year? And so, yes, the 4% rule, we absolutely have to examine this on a case-by-case basis. But the second thing we have to do is we have to look at opportunities to increase our retirement income as high as we possibly can, and in my opinion, in the safest way that we possibly can. And that's where you have to look at alternative asset classes and complex strategies to help you do that. A lot of different stuff out there that people are just not aware of, but I'd be very careful with this 4% rule and make sure that you evaluate it on a case-by-case basis that is unique to your situation.
I mean, there's so much out there, folks. Working with a professional, working with a fiduciary that does this on a daily basis, has seen many, many different types of scenarios and can advise you on yours because yours is going to be unique to you. Your puzzle pieces are exactly that. They're yours. No one else has them. Got to make sure they fit together and they fit together well for your retirement planning. Again, we're talking about fake news, misleading news. It's out there when it comes to retirement. We've already hit upon Social Security. Is it dying? Should I take it right away? I mean, again, fake news. You really need to plan that out. Is it safe to draw 4% from my portfolio every year? It's going to be different for everybody. 4% may be too much. You may need to really reevaluate that. And here's another one, Prashant. Expect your expenses to drop dramatically once you stop working. And this is, I've heard this many, many times. A lot of people feel like they're going to spend less money, but I know you use this phrase. I've said it before. Once I retire, every day is Saturday. And guess what? I spend money when I go out on Saturdays.
That's exactly right. And where are the areas that we are kind of misled to think that expenses are going to go down, right? So there's two things that come to mind. Number one is healthcare, right? So when we get on government healthcare, Medicare, our expectation is because the government's paying for a lot of this that our cost of healthcare will actually go down. I've seen so many cases where the cost of healthcare goes up in retirement because Medicare Part B is income tested. So the more money you have saved for retirement that's in taxable accounts, the higher your income is when you withdraw that money, and thus the higher your Medicare premiums are. And so your healthcare expense very well could have gone up in retirement, not gone down. Number two is what happens when I pay off my house, right? Mm. And this one's a big one. People have asked me to design their plan where we show their expenses dramatically dropping right around the time that they pay off their house. In my experience in helping a lot of people retire over the last, you know, decade or so, what I found is that mortgage payment gets spent somewhere else, right? If you stop spending it on the mortgage, you might want to travel. You might want to, you know, give back to the grandkids or whatever it is to you. What we're finding more and more is the money you were spending on a mortgage gets spent. Don't just assume that all your expenses are just going to be lower when you get to retire.
So important to consider all the different things that are going to impact you. We say this quite often, you know, retirement doesn't happen in a vacuum. Things are going to come upon you in your planning process, and you're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to change. Working with a partner, having a fiduciary at your side, walking with you to retirement and through retirement gives you that confidence. And listen, this is a very nervous time for a lot of people. Why not work with a pro? Now's the opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors and meet with Prashant and his team and kind of see where you are. Walk us through how these appointments are going to go, Prashant.
Yeah, so when you come in to visit with us, that very first visit is about 60 minutes long, and it's just a get-to-know-you session. So you're welcome to ask us as many questions as you would like to get an understanding of whether or not we're even the right fit for you to help you through your retirement planning process. But after that first appointment, we'll get to know you. You'll get to know us. We'll share with you some samples of what our plans would look like. And then we move to the analysis phase. So in between your first visit and your second visit, my team of advisors is going to analyze your portfolio. They're going to optimize your Social Security. They're going to put together a retirement income plan for you. And when you come back for that second visit, we're going to look at all of these different reports, all of these different aspects of your Retire Smart roadmap. It'll be Social Security optimization, income planning, tax projections for the future. We'll go through a risk analysis of your portfolio. And most importantly, we'll go through that comprehensive income for life plan. That's what it's going to look like when you come in to visit with us. And then you get to decide whether or not we're even the right fit to help you through the process. If we are, maybe there'll be an opportunity for us to work together. But if not, you always have the opportunity to say thank you, but no thanks. We're not a good fit. We'll go our separate ways. You do not pay us anything for that. That's what the process looks like. Call now.
Retire Smart Roadmap available right now. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Leave the checkbook at home. 800-653-8404. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's time for scenarios. I'll throw them at Prashant. We'll see what he comes up with. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. They're headquartered in Ellicott City, but they have offices also located in Annapolis and in Rockville. And it's always about retirement planning and getting you ready for what is your postseason. Prashant is a published author, a couple of books already to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. He's an independent fiduciary. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We go back and forth on the topics. We give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant and his team. And these appointments we make available through the radio show are complimentary. That means you leave the checkbook at home. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can grab one of those appointments. All right, scenario number one. I'm going to throw it at Prashant. We'll see what he comes up with. Here it is. Are there any other benefits to contributing to a traditional IRA besides the deductions? I don't qualify for deductions and would like to make a well-informed decision here. I plan to retire at 67, which is 2 years away.
Yeah, so the main thing with the traditional IRAs is absolutely the deductions. I mean, I think you may want to look at something like a Roth IRA in this situation. Look, tax rates today under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, marginal income tax rates are fairly low. I believe that this is the third most favorable tax code in American history right now. And what that means is after-tax money is really valuable. So if you can take some after-tax money and instead of putting it in a traditional IRA, you put it in a Roth IRA, then all of that growth becomes subsequently tax-free for the future. So the main benefit of the traditional IRA will be the tax deduction, which in previous years was a great benefit to have. I would really be looking at Roth IRAs in the tax rate environment that we're in to try to get as much money into a tax-free status for when tax rates go up in the future. And look, everyone I've talked to tends to believe that tax rates are going to go up in the future. Morgan, are you kind of on board with that as well?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of money out, and they're going to want their money back in some form or fashion. So, yeah, taxes right now on sale, taxes in the future are going to inch up there, so you need to be prepared for it. We're going over scenarios, and look, you're probably out there thinking, you know what, that's kind of what I'm going through. That's kind of what I'd like to do. But you got to remember, too, your scenario is unique to you. You need to have the advice that is unique to what your situation is. So grab one of the appointments that we have available, 800-653-8404, and present your scenario to Prashant and his team and go from there. Again, these are complimentary. 800-653-8404. All right, next scenario, Prashant, is this. 53, concerned I'm not diversified enough. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's it. Should I look into real estate investments, maybe precious metals, or maybe somewhere else, maybe life insurance? What do you think?
I think the very first thing you should do is evaluate your risk capacity, right? So when we talk about diversification, we should talk about diversification within the context of what kind of risk are you comfortable taking. For some people, actually, diversification may not be the right thing if they're comfortable taking a very high level of risk. But for someone who's a 53-year-old, you're right in that kind of red zone for retirement where you're 10 to 12 years potentially away from retirement. And so what I always say is that losses hurt more than gains help, meaning if you were to lose a tremendous amount of money right now in the market, 30, 40, 50%, how long is it going to take you to recover from your losses? Could that be 7 to 10 years to recover? I think historically the answer is absolutely that could be the case. And so if you're concerned that you're not diversified enough, I think always being on the lookout for alternative asset classes, whether it's real estate, precious metals. Morgan, you mentioned life insurance. What about annuities? Annuities are becoming more and more of a way to protect some of your principal. And believe me, I know annuities get a bad rap a lot of times, and I'm not the biggest fan of annuities, but in some cases, they can be extremely valuable in helping somebody protect part of their retirement portfolio. What better time to do that when you're 10 to 12 years away from retirement? Even if you don't end up doing anything different, it's a great time to go check it out to see whether or not diversifying further is the right thing for you to do, because everybody's plan is just a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a portfolio checkup. And if you need to reset, you reset. If you need to pivot, you pivot. But you talk about options because maybe the last time you sat down and really did this, things have changed. You know, the landscape is different. How are you going to handle it? One of the appointments that's available, they're complimentary. All you've got to do is call 800-653-8404. Go over your scenario with Prashant and his team, 800-653-8404. All right, next scenario. What should I do with RMD funds, required minimum distributions, after paying taxes if there is currently no need for the funds? I want them to grow, but I want limited risk.
So one of the good things is in the high interest rate environment that we're in today, you can safely make a pretty decent rate of return on your money, right? You got to look at things like maybe CDs, maybe fixed annuities. I mean, we've seen fixed annuity rates trend over, 4.25%, 5%, depending on the length of the annuity. And that's totally safe, by the way, just backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. So you work with a big, strong, you know, A-plus rated company, that could be a really good idea for you. Another great thing is the idea of dollar cost averaging into the market. One way to inherently reduce your risk is to buy into the market systematically, okay? Instead of, let's say your RMD is $50,000 and now you have $35,000 after tax and you're really concerned about risk, taking $35,000 and putting it into the market all at once very well may not be the right thing for you to do. But what if you spread that $35,000 out in increments into the market over 12 months. And then when you get that RMD next year, you kind of just keep that process going. We actually have a lot of clients that are doing just that. And the results over the last several years have been tremendous, both from a risk and a return standpoint. So as you can probably ascertain from what I'm saying is there's no cookie cutter answer that's out there. Everyone's situation is a little bit different. More importantly, everyone's risk capacity is a little bit different. Everyone's objectives are a little bit different. So you got to find the right strategy for you. And the best way to do that, I think, do a comprehensive A to Z review of your entire plan to figure out where your opportunities actually lie to try to maximize the benefits that you have access to.
Well, I mean, you said it, Prashant. I mean, there's so many options. And, you know, why limit yourself? I mean, talk about, you know, the different directions that you can go, because there are many, and there could be a good fit in there that you haven't really thought about. But if you work with a fiduciary, you sit down, you start talking about it, they're going to come up with ideas, they're going to advise. But in the end, you decide on what you're going to do with your retirement and your direction. But again, having someone to go back and forth with and consider different options, I mean, that's confidence when you talk about retirement planning.
You know, I have an interesting kind of case study almost. One of my longest tenured clients, you know, her husband passed away several years ago, and she's living in a paid off house. She's got, you know, $2.5-3 million. Required minimum distribution every single year is about $70,000 a year. And she's living on Social Security. By the way, she's living on Social Security comfortably. I'm not actually sure how she's doing that, but she's doing it nonetheless. And so she asked me every single year for years. She asked me, what in the world do I do with this $70,000? After tax, it's about $50,000. And one of the things that we were able to do is we were able to take part of that $50,000 required minimum, and we were able to reposition it, believe it or not, into a life insurance policy. This is for a 72-year-old at the time. And that life insurance policy creates $1.5 million of tax-free benefits for her estate when she passes away. So 3 daughters, 8 grandkids. She wants to maximize what's left to her heirs. And it's funny, she asked me, Prashant, why don't more people know about this? Why don't more people know that you can take part of your RMD, reinvest it into an insurance plan that greatly increases the amount of tax-free benefits for my heirs? And I think it comes back to what you said, Morgan, which is there's so many options out there. And unless you have a professional advising you, it's really difficult to sort through these options and figure out which combination is the right combination of options for you. And so there's so many different things you can do with the RMD. That one just comes to mind because of the tremendous value we were able to create with money that she wasn't going to use anyway. And it's a great strategy to help pass along some tax-free money down the road.
I mean, and we go over these scenarios and it just gets you percolating, gets you thinking about your own situation. And we give you an opportunity to take action on your own behalf. And it's complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. Prashant, we've got these appointments. Walk us through what's going to happen.
So you're going to call in, schedule that appointment. The phone number is 800-653-8404. Folks, our calendar fills up really, really quickly between our television show, our seminars, our radio programs every single week. Calendar is going to fill up. So have your calendar in front of you when you dial that number, 800-653-8404. You're going to book one of those free meetings with one of my team of fiduciaries at Elite Income Advisors. When you come in, we're going to talk through your situation, understand your concerns, because your concerns are different than our other clients. So we're going to listen to you, talk about your concerns, and then tailor that Retire Smart roadmap to specifically address those concerns that you have, whether it's how do I optimize my Social Security? How do I make sure that I have a rising paycheck in retirement? How do I combat inflation or the threat of higher taxes? If that is on your mind, the Retire Smart roadmap is going to help you figure out whether you're on track to be able to overcome those concerns. Okay, it starts with that phone call, 800-653-8404. Calendar fills up real fast, so you have to call now.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, helping you get that Retire Smart roadmap put together. 800-653-8404. Complimentary appointment. Leave the checkbook at home. Meet with Prashant and his team. 800-653-8404. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. For Prashant, I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.